Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and this is the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I focus. I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question. I do encourage you to stick to one question, the thing that's the biggest thing that's bothering you. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And we take the phone calls after the first break. And then I'm with you to the top of the hour. I do want to talk about some up-and-coming events. We're finishing up this Wednesday the intuitive circle that we've been running for the last 4 weeks, so it's not too late to join in. And this week we're really going to talk about how to really strengthen your intuitive gifts, really wrapping the whole time up. So it's not too late to join in, because everyone could learn how to get messages through numbers, through animals, through the world of synchronistic things, how to allow and surrender and let go of our head, and so we could get the messages. So that is on this Wednesday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and you're welcome to join in. You also could get the other three classes that were that we did on MP3, so you could get a lot of information with that. We also have the Keys to Multidimensional Living, meeting your shadow class. We changed the date. I was guided to change the date. It was going to be the Saturday, but we're changing it to Saturday, November 7th. And we're changing the time, too. It's from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I'm accommodating people that are going to be on the phone. 5 hours is a long time to do on the phone, so we're not going to take any breaks. And I'll get into why I changed afterwards. It was very much divinely guided. We're also doing the price at $88. We were giving people a break before, but because we changed the date, we are going to keep that date, the price that we were giving people. So that is the Keys to Your Multidimensional Living. And for KKNW listeners, we are going to throw in an extra little thing there that you get an extra $25 off. So that's a class for 88 minus 25. What is it? I'll spend you later. But just say that you got the information from KKNW and that you get that class. It's a 4-hour class that's really going to get into a lot of information, including what is your shadow, which I refer to as the wounded child, how to see and identify your shadow traits, how to see the shadow traits in other people, exercises to bring out your shadow, meeting the shadow, and the shadow bottom line is our block. So if you're having any blocks in how to getting money and health and relationships, then the answer is always within your energy field. And a lot of times our shadow part, our wounded part, is blocking those things because they're rooted in old patterns. So then we're going to talk about getting to the root of old patterns, how to identify those old programs, but not just identify them, then we're going to release them. So we're going to be using soul retrieval techniques to be able to release these patterns and give you tools to energetically alignment to be able to hold in a new energy, higher frequency. So all that is on November 6th, on Saturday, November 6th, from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 4 p.m. So you could just call Wendy and say that you got the special from KKNW. We also are doing the Continuous Evolving You, which is, we used to call it the mentorship class, but we're continuously evolving, each and every single one of us, and the universe is evolving. So it never stops, and so I really wanted to emphasize that this is a constant process. So we're going to meet 2 hours for once a month and really dive into what's going on, what's happening with the energetic shifts. I will give you an energetic forecast with when I read the universal grids, the earth grids, and how it's affecting each and every one of you. Then everyone gets a reading, too, to see what's going on with their energy fields, and then also tips how to help yourself for the next month so we could meet, because all our patterns are different and different things work for different people. So that's the CEUs. And that it will be coming up. The first one is on Tuesday, November 2nd, and again, 2 hours, 7:30 to 9:30. We also have a new service. It's called the Tune-Up Readings. and the tune-up readings are different from the remote and different from my regular readings. These are when you have, like, one question or, like, something that's really bothering you, one certain issue, one department that you really want me to look into and you need information on. So it's like when you get your car tuned up, this is when I tune right into the issue at hand and really and read it, give you the information, you get a CD with it, and we tune up the energy. And so when we're addressing it, we're also giving you information and tools to be able to continue to work with the energy to remove the blocks that could come up during the tune-up reading, just as if you, again, were getting your vehicle tuned up, you are getting a tune-up reading. So those are those times where sometimes you don't need a full reading. You just have a certain issue. Something's really bothering you. You really need the information. These are perfect for those kind of people or situations and scenarios that come up. So those are the tune-up readings. We're also doing tune-up gatherings, and that's where either by phone or in person. Usually I do mini light stream lives where people are gathering 10 people or more, either in phone or in person, and we do readings. But the tune-up ones are, again, when you have a certain issue, you have a certain question, you want me to go dive right into it, and you get your answers with that. So I'm excited about bringing those to everybody because I love doing the readings and everyone gets the information. And sometimes people just want a little, a check-in. They're really confused about a certain issue or they really want to know about two different jobs, that kind of deal, health issues, all those kind of deals. So those are the tune-up readings. And we're also, of course, I do all the other kind of readings, which is the remote readings, which are you can answer and submit questions, or I will just read your energy field. And that's like a snapshot. It's like a lot of people are familiar with aura photography, and I will look at your energy field like an aura photography printout. I will show you and tell you where your blocks are, but not only am I going to identify the blocks, we're also working with your consent on releasing those blocks. So if I see a great big block on the right side of your heart, that gives me a lot of information that I know that that's interfering and creating static when you're trying to manifest something down from a job, a relationship, money, health. And so when we identify it, it's a lot of times it looks to me like imagine a balloon that's blocking your heart. It's right in front of your energy field. And then imagine that balloon deflating because as soon as the issue gets to get identified, it deflates. It takes the charge up, takes the block out. And so those are the remote readings. Of course, I always do the regular readings either in person or on phone. And that's where we are discussing live and we get into your issues. And I offer 15-minute sessions, half hour, 45-minute hour. So everyone gets to pick what they want to pick. And we are doing another special for KKNW people for 1 hour readings, $50 off. So say that you were a caller from the KKNW and you get for an hour reading, you get $50 off. We are offering a special of $25 off the other remote readings, 50 minutes, 20. 30, 45 is just too many numbers for me today. So, but we are doing a special of the $50 off for those hour readings. So I know it's a lot of numbers that I've, or information I've given you. You could always email Wendy at yahoo.com. I mean, union1111@yahoo.com. Let me say that again. union1111@yahoo.com. That's the email address. Or give us a call at 860-887-1201. And my assistant, Wendy, will help us figure out if I confused you. My thing is more into right brain reading instead of doing all number stuff. But I am excited about stuff coming up, and it is on the website. So if you do have any questions, you can go to the website. And I do encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter because that's where you get a lot of the information. You also get the specials that are going on. Every month we're doing different specials as far as offering money off and gifts. We're doing a thing with the essential oils. Bach flower remedies the other time, or flower essences. Either I would do Bach flower or the Australian, and that's usually a $25 up to $50 to $75 value because you can mix up to 7 different formulas. If you were to go out there and get them yourself, it'd be up to $75. So that's where I tap into your energy field. Then I mix the formula, what is good for you, which could be really supporting your energy field. And if anyone has ever used Rescue Remedy before, it's very popular. Even regular MDs are suggesting it to patients now because it's a wonderful formula that helps with stress and everyday living and traumatic situations. So a lot of people know the Rescue Remedy, but there's many, many flower essences. So I do make those too, and I tap into, again, your energy field. And so if you were to go out and get it your own, it's anywhere up to $25 to $75. And that's minimum cost. Sometimes they're even more than that. So you get all those things. So if you get the newsletter, you get to know what's going on. And that's why I don't give your email address out, so you don't have to worry about that. And so you could do that by checking the website, www.carrieoconnor.com. I also read this astrological thing that really I thought all of us could really hear right now. This week in particular, it's really good for, think, just imagine the analogy of getting a lot of fertilizer. The planetary alignments this week is great for planting seeds. We end the week with a full moon, and the full moon usually means a time of completion, ending of a cycle. So think of this week, we can really plant a lot of seeds, do a lot of weeding. And think of when you're planting the seeds, that means that it's a hope, it's a desire. When I talk about reading somebody's heart signature, we contain all our information, all our heart's desires, our passions, our soul missions, is within our energy field. Our key is to get the fog out of it and get the confusion out and our mental minds out of it and our emotions so we could tap into it. And so this period in particular, if you think about it, it's a real period for expansion. It's a great seed planting time, and you could use your water, your emotions, which would equate to the water, because it takes like the four elements for us to grow something. So think of a plant. You need the water, you need the ground, you need the sunlight, and you need the air to have grow something. So this is where we're using this week to really give passion to our emotions, to our desires this week. So really, really concentrate on what you want to manifest. Then use the sunlight would be your passion too. And so you put your emotions in there, which would be the water. The sunlight is your passion, your enthusiasm. And then you have your intelligence or your smarts represents the air. And then the growth is the ground. And so it's working with all the elements. You got the water, the sun, the air, the earth. And so that really helps ground ideas and makes it manifest it in the 3D world. A lot of times we have grand ideas, and to me they look like helium balloons in people's energy fields, part of a birthing process to be able to manifest something in the physical world. It goes through the birthing process. So this week in particular is a great time. There's a lot of elemental planetary alignments that's allowing us to really plant some new seeds. So also do some weeding where those ideas that you don't want to that are blocks in your life is a great time to get rid of those too. So that's just the tip of the day. We're going to the break. Be right back. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the Positive Real Estate Agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we open up the phone lines, and we'll be with you to the top of the hour. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, we'll do, Carrie, and we have Kasha calling in from Denver, Colorado. She had a question about her finances. She moved to Denver a couple years ago, I believe, and she wants to know about how things are going. Things are actually pretty good, but, you know, there were a couple hang-ups from where she moved from. She wants to know if either those are wrapped up and just kind of see where the future's headed for her. So, Kasha, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Thank you very much, Benny. Hello, Carrie. Thank you for taking my question.
You're welcome. So what's going on? You wonder about money, Kasha?
Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, it seems like the decision to move to Colorado and Denver was a good decision. We've moved from Florida, but we couldn't sell our place in Florida, and it's still hanging, and now more difficulties arising with that place. It seems like the market will not rebound, and we're kind of stuck, and it's kind of one thing that keeps holding us back, and I wonder what is there in my energy that I'm not doing right.
Okay, Kasha. The first thing where your energy body brings things is right to the left side in the back of your second chakra. And so the second chakra is all connected to money, one-on-one relationships, career, passion. And when I go get pulled way to the back, it's almost in your left buttocks. And I, when I look into it, it looks like the size of a hard baseball, not softball, like the smaller ones for regular baseball size. And when I go into the energy of it, it has a lot to do with like a sense of betrayal or like a sense of I'm going to fall on my behind. You know what I mean? The rug's going to get pulled out underneath me. And because it's on the left side, that would go back to family, the past, first of all. And that would also include Kasha, past life influences and the lineage patterns on your mom's side where people have had high hopes. They went and put their heart and passion into things because you're not one to you pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You're a doer. You're not like one to sit and collapse on a couch. You're a go-getter. And so there's a real sense of, I call it like, why do bad things happen to good people? Not that it's bad. You said it's a good move, and I also see it's a good move because it's all green lights. And actually, when I see like rainbow lights, that's it's a really good sign. So there was the shift, and sometimes it's literally try not to take it personally when there is a huge economy thing that's going on right now. But I'm also seeing that people are selling during the bad economy, and people are even making money during the bad economy. So it's like energetically being able to put this umbrella over you. And I would even, I just saw a grandmother come in, and actually it's a great-grandmother on your dad's side that's putting this like rainbow umbrella 2 feet above your head, and that rainbow is to keep that high-frequency energy because you're extremely sensitive, you're very intuitive, and that it will help balance you as you're releasing and clearing out any kind of things, any kind of fears that we could fall on our behind or that kind of deal. So I'd really encourage you to take even your hand and draw infinity eighth over your second chakra, right underneath the navel. And what you're doing is you're healing, because a lot of times when we have stress, it slices the energy patterns. It's like the meridians get broken. And when you do infinity eighth, you're reconnecting those meridians. And it'll help the energy, and then visualize the energy going down underneath your feet and ground it. And as I said earlier, that this is a good, this week in particular is really good for weeding out past fears, putting our emotions, which is our feelings, into having that house fell. And also, the biggest thing, Kasha, is not feeling that, because the house fell is not selling at this moment. It doesn't define you. I do see a shift at the end of that, or at the end of November to December. All of a sudden, I saw that house do a 360-degree spin. It almost looked like something just flipped it around, which was a good thing, because it's turning toward the left side. So that means opening new energy into that house, new surprise, totally turn around. Somebody could come in there and really get it very quickly. Like somebody could have cash in their hand and just want it. And so you don't have to wait for any kind of closing and people getting mortgages and all that other stuff. So the biggest thing is to stay in that posture of what I call that mastery, where we don't lean forward, where we're wide open as far as standing like a garden hose. Visualize our spine as a garden hose, where our hearts, our arms are wide open. So we keep our heart signature open, which is where we put all our hopes, dreams, and desires. And if we are shrunk forward, like imagine your shoulders slumping forward because of tiredness or worried, it adds an extra static, and then we put more energy consciously or unconsciously into our fears and our worst nightmares than we do into trying to turn things around. But I do see a shift, especially when it comes down to the end of November, December. Not only with the house, it's everywhere in your life, because I'm seeing you doing this spin, this 360-degree spin on that left side. And think of the left side as our feminine side, how we see ourselves with females, moms, mother's lineage. But I'm seeing you opening up your energy field to be able to receive more of that universal energy and be able to ground it, which is a good thing. You'll be able to, like, think of it as like an energetic shot of passion from Source Creator, where you feel like you're in the running. All of a sudden I saw you with sneakers, and you're running at an even pace, and like a leisure pace, and it feels good, like somebody exercising, and they like to get the endorphins when they run. So turning the things around, literally visualize some sort of protection over your head, because that umbrella that the great-grandmother's putting over is being able to help you not absorb the people's fear, as far as people, as in like the media that has really can kind of put a lot of fear on our things. So that umbrella protects you from picking up on this collective fear that's going on right now, and be able to remind you that people do sell and do things when the economy can be tight. Okay,
and it's nothing. Also, like somebody that maybe is a realtor or. Or it's something that I have to stay positive in.
What did you say with a realtor?
That somebody has mentioned to me that maybe I should change a realtor, or maybe she's not doing whatever she's supposed to be doing.
When is it end of December, November? When can you change? When is it? You know how you sign contracts?
Yeah.
You know when your contract is up?
Oh, I'm just thinking about signing contract with her, because the house was now rented and...
Okay.
I'm not sure. I kind of move forward with her because this is the only one person that I know down there. So,
I
don't know if I should just stay positive and move with her instead of trying to find somebody on the internet or.
Right. Well, if you feel if you've worked with her before, I'm looking at and I'm sure part of this is that she. I'm not seeing that she's not doing her job. I'm seeing that the right side of her is exercising and doing as much as she can. I'd give her a little nudge by even say that you were concerned. You know, just be honest. Say that you were thinking of getting somebody else. And so, does she have any suggestions of what you could do, should do, blah blah blah? And because I see it just gives her that extra nudge. But I do see this energy shifting around. When it comes to, or you know what, let your fingers do the walking and start looking around or talking to other real estate people, but it's more for the right side of your, the left side of your energy field. It's giving you information to then decide to say, should I go to another realtor? Because when I read your energy field, there is a significant thing that you are comfortable with her, you know her, and that's really important for your energy field, right? So that doesn't mean that you can't go out and meet. So go out, talk to other people. Doesn't matter where we are, because with the internet, texting, and all the other stuff, everyone's so close. And I see that it will exhale, make you feel better in your decision, but I do see it flipping around at the end of November, December. Okay?
Wonderful. Thanks.
A good turnaround. Okay?
Thanks very much, Kasia, for calling in. And that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I know, Carrie, like sometimes when we're looking for people and, like, you know, the trades or listings outside, you know what we usually do, like around work or something like that, you know, just kind of put a little, I guess, post a want ad, so to speak,
yeah.
You know, kind of
yeah.
like, you
yeah.
know, in the area looking for a good lawyer or looking for a good
right.
realtor. And usually you'd be surprised. You get quite a few kickbacks, or maybe just a blast, like an email blast to friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
other
friends might send that out to, you know, other people in the neighborhood. You know, you'll be surprised
yeah.
on how, I mean, social media and networks these days, Facebook and all that, you know, you get
exactly.
responses. Twitter, you know, hit up a Twitter
right.
account. It's easier said than done, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yep.
That's a really good suggestion, Zen, because
mm-hmm.
all of it, I saw her, whenever I see the fingers do the walk, and that's my thing of getting on the internet and start doing the typing away.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And we have about a minute and a half left. You want to give out some information or something that's yeah. going on before the
sure,
break?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
As I was saying before, as far as the, I was just thinking about my, I kind of, the remote readings are very, very popular. A lot of people are loving those. We are offering 20-minute and 30-minute remote readings. And with those readings, you get a Bach flower remedy. And as I said before, I keep on saying Bach, but there's a flower essence. I might use the Australian. Both of the products are very good. I choose to see which one is the best for your energy field at that time. So we're running a special with those for the 20-minute reading and the 30-minute, and it's a $25 off. So you could get that. It's $58 for the 20-minute readings. So, and $125 for the half hour. So those are with the added Bach flower remedy. It's like getting a reading for $25 if you get the 20-minute one, because of the $25 value of the Bach flower remedy and or the flower essences. And I really, people have had profound results with those, because with the remote reading, a lot of times because you're, I do it when I'm reading your energy field. It's again like a snapshot. It's like aura photography. And I go into the blocks. And so it really, we go in there and then we also release them. So, and the people have found profound, changes and shifts with that. We've had people that have gotten off of medication and, had a lot of relief. So we're going to go back to the phone lines after this short break.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you can call in and get a free reading. So if you've been hesitant and wondering about it, give us a call. All right, Benny, speaking of calling, why don't we go to this phone line?
Sure, let's take Debbie. She's calling in from Bellevue, Washington. She's currently unemployed. And she wants to know what you may see out there in the ways of employment for her. Let's see if we can help her out. Debbie, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Oh, good morning. Thank you, Carrie, for taking my call and my question.
You're welcome.
Yes, I have been registered with two employment agencies, and I've gone on a handful of interviews. And each of these jobs have been close to the vision I've written out for employment, but never the whole picture, and the only thing that's come out of it was a couple weeks of temp work, and I know that I will be making a career change, but financially that doesn't seem possible right now, so that's why I'm still in the same venue that I've been in and looking for more work in that venue. With a career change, I've got everything listed out on a big piece of paper, step one, step two, step three, logically and also financially and emotionally, what I could handle first, second, and third, et cetera, to get that underway. And my goal is to do that next year at some point. But as far as finances, this idea of keeping going in the same field I've been in sounded logical. And, you know, I could make some money if I could get hired. So
right. You know, it's interesting, Debbie, when I look at your energy field, you said the word logical. I make notes when people are talking.
Yes.
And you said logical at least three times. And when we're manifesting anything, and when I'm looking, you bring me right into your third chakra. And the third chakra is all about self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. Think about it. That's our passion. It's like where the sun is, and it's all yellow, and we want it to have it be so bright that it's like lifts up our shoulders, and it shows up our it illuminates our heart's desires. And especially when we're in transition, when we're trying to go into our passion and be able to dive into it, be able to make a career out of it, that our energy field can be split. And that's when I'm looking at the right side of the third chakra in particular, it looks like this balloon that's blocking it. And so that also would block when you're trying to go get jobs, when you're trying to go out and make this, this bridge over time, this in-between time. So I would really encourage you, as far as with your career change, you've done all the logical work, you've done all the practical things. Now it's really time to put the feelings into it. And so the feelings are the key to manifest. The feeling is the gas. And so, and the architecture, the planning is very important. It is the blueprint to be able to manifest something. The feeling part is the gas. The feeling is the things that make things happen. So I really encourage you to feel the job. Feel what you're what it feels like to be doing your new career. Every day, act out. Get up in the morning and feel, again, you're in your new job, your new career. And think of the job that you're doing right now that you're starting next year with your new dream, new career. Right now you're looking for what I call a bridger job. And I'm talking to your energy field more than the personality, Deb, right now, because I'm seeing in the third chakra, part of that self-esteem, self-worth, I'm seeing you shrinking down to like you're 5 to 7 years old. I look to see what was going on when you were 5 to 7, especially on father's side of the family, and especially when it comes to money, work, and stability of work, like feeling secure. As far as I'm just seeing a shaky rug underneath your feet, and so here you're. Collectively, we're all being invited to clear out old generational patterns in our energy fields, and a lot of us are feeling really shaky right now, and that's collectively. So I take that 5 to 7 year old and put her in. She's you. She's part of you. Take her in your heart and make her feel really secure, because when she feels shaky, she's going to contract the energy, which is you, and that when the energy is contracted, then it kind of fogs it all up. And so going back down to the feeling part, really every single morning, feel the excitement of starting a new career and feel the excitement of this job that you're going to be getting is a bridger job, so it's going to be giving you the finances to kick off your new career in a way that's easy. And so really, like, it's like kind of like flipping things around. So I keep on looking at this outline. So you have the blueprints, you have the outline, which is wonderful. That's how we manifest. And now there's the time where you're, think of it stuck in your third chakra. I don't want to say stuck. Think of you brought it down to the third chakra, so it already made it past the heart, which is so important. You even made it past the throat, which a lot of people, they stop at the throat chakra because they can't put their will, won't let it go down to the heart. So you've already gotten it down to the third chakra. Now you're putting your new career down. It's like birthing. We birth, we have an idea, and it's like over on the crown chakra right over our head, and now we have to deliver it like a baby. We have to go put it down. So you have it in your third chakra, which is important, because that looks over the next 3 months. You're even talking about I'm talking about your new career here. And from especially, I keep on seeing threes around you. So pay attention to seeing three or more threes. It's a sign from Archangel Gabrielle in particular. I would encourage you to call on her. She's all about communication, increasing communication, clearing communication. And that also means the communication within our energy field, including the communication between the right side and the left side of our energy field, because that can get stretched when we're under stress. I see that the part of the bridger job, it really embrace the bridger job. Get excited about the bridger job. Be grateful about the bridger job, meaning the temporary job that you're going to be getting to be able to finance the energies. And I keep on watching the whole part of the energy field. I see a stamp that goes on that block that has a lot to do with past patterns of worthiness. And so I'm not worthy and all of those kind of deals. And it has to do with to definitely go on dad's side of the family. So really work with affirmations about worth, self-worth, and that you're supported. Those kind of affirmations would be really significant right now. And I watch Archangel Gabrielle. She's dancing and she's being really light and she's having like I hear this Cyndi Lauper song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. So she's encouraging you to lighten up, to have fun. And it sometimes we can forget that when we're doing a lot of the human doing stuff. So we want to take time to do the human being, you know, take time to smell the roses, be able to be present, because that also doesn't, a lot of people, when we're trying to manifest stuff, our energy field starts tilting forward. When it starts tilting forward, it's like a garden hose. It kinks it up and it gets the energy messages, gets staticky. And we start creating like these blocks or these, it looks to me like these window panes come up. And so then it's like our face is being smashed against this pane where we look through and see all of our desires are right there, because we start feeling them with our energy field. Because whenever we put our intention or attention into anything, we start gathering, collecting energy. Then we start feeling it. Then the paradox is it could be right in front of us, but we can't bring it in, and then it feels, then our energy goes back into our old patterns, and so it feels like something's dangling right in front of us, but we can't quite get to it. Then we'll go to our history. So this is a time, excuse me, of the next, this, think of the 3-3-3s, meaning of the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, next 3 months is your period of transitioning to the new job. And then from January to March, I see you sliding downhill, which is a great symbol for me. It's like, imagine kids on a sled singing "We." That's my sign of feeling at ease, feeling supported by the universal energies in Mother Earth. I'd also really encourage you to ground and make a real connection with Mother Earth, any kind of energy with that, because when I look at your grounding cord, it is like a seesaw. It's tilted up in the air, especially on the right side. And that's common for a lot of people right now. The energy is doing a lot of shifting right now since September in particular, and a lot of people's grounding cords are really could be a little worked on, let's just say that very quickly. So Are you going for a couple interviews within the next couple of days?
I'll say yes.
Okay, good.
I don't know yet, but I'll say yes, I am.
Okay, all right, because I saw that it seems like everything comes in at threes instead of, no arc where everything comes at twos. I see everything as threes for you, which is, again, good. That's my, it's a very good number. As far, numerologically, it means angels are around you. So you got the Gabrielle stepping in, helping with communication, increasing communication of all kinds. I just saw her put a horn on the back of your heart, just on the bra line. But it looked like an angel in the Christmas cards, that they have this big horn, and she has this horn that's illuminating, communicating your heart's desires, and that helps clear out the third chakra energy. So have fun, work with her, play with her if it resonates with you. And again, put the feeling. So you have the blueprint, so that's fine. You have all of it set out, that's fine. The feeling part is the key. The feeling is the gas to get our ideas rolling in the 3D world, in the physical world. And so that's wonderful. Pat yourself in the back that you got the blueprints there. And so it's like having the architecture for everything. And now you're doing the decorating. The decorating has to do with the feelings, and the feeling is to, I keep on hearing lighten up, lighten up, lighten up. And so I know that you've been feeling very dragged down and very, very not supported. So again, that you can do to support yourself, feel supported, literally feel supported by your guides behind you. Feel their support, even if you have to get in a beanbag chair and just visualize that that's how close your guides, your higher self, your angels are, and that they're supporting you within your new adventure. And again, I see a job that comes in that will bring you over the next 3 months that kicks you off for your next change. Okay?
Great. Thanks so very much.
You're welcome.
I've written it all down.
Okay, very good, Debbie. Okay, you too, Ellen. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks very much. And, Carrie, let's head off to a break, if that's cool with you.
All righty. Very good. Be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet foods can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Tired of not losing the weight?
You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and I'm here with you to the top of the hour. Open phone lines. So, Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, let's take Leo. He's calling in from Seattle, and he's in between moving to two different locations, both of which are fairly nice. I can see the dilemma that he's facing. They're both super warm. I don't see the problem. Wherever he goes, it's going to be a good thing. So let's see if we can help him out a little bit. I definitely can make a choice for him, but we'll see what you see. Leo, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Hi. Thanks. Appreciate it. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Leo?
Good. So, yeah, I've kind of run out of options here in Seattle as far as work, and I've got a sister that's moved to Florida, so okay. I'm wondering if I should think about that, because I can't seem to find any work here, and I'm running out of money, so it's very stressful.
Okay. All right. And were you choosing between Florida and somewhere else?
The other place is Australia.
Australia. Oh, that's okay. And I'm seeing, do you not want to go to Australia?
Not really. I think it's not really where I should be.
Yeah, you know, Leah, what I'm seeing is that there's, like, I saw the Australian flag, and I saw, like, an X over it, like, like, you know when you have no smoking signs, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, and that was on the right side of you, so that's definitely when it goes to the heart's desires. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean anything about Australia personally, but it's just right now, as far as your heart energy, it's not, it's obviously you don't want to go there. When I look at the energy of Florida, I put Florida in front of it. It looks like a water balloon that's kind of think of it as like lost a little bit of the air. But what's interesting is that doesn't mean you can't pump it up. So, and especially what I'm seeing, Florida would be a good thing for you, because as I put your energy down to Florida, because the energy is because of staying there right now without any work is starting to drain that balloon, the water balloon, right? And so, and think of that water balloon as part of the energy field, and it's around the heart energy. And I always pay attention when something's around the heart, because think of symbolically, that's where we put out our heart's desires, right? We actually put out our whole energy field, but I just like to keep things simple. So, and when we have blocks or that kind of thing around it, then it interferes. It creates like a static, like a radio static over our heart's desires of what we're trying to manifest. And so, but it's interesting that it's a pink energy, because that's really about falling into what you love to do, do what you love what you do. But also I see you really going through this period, and I've seen all these fives with you over the last 5 months, and especially the month of May, and it's like you're ending the cycle it was even last 5 weeks ago that had to do with a lot of forgiveness issues, forgiveness of the heart, heartache, heartbreak in all different departments, and now you're starting this whole new thing from now to even the next May, 2011, that has to do with the issues of the heart. But I'm seeing this pink, like orange energy coming into your heart, which is much more alive. So it's like igniting the heart's desires, heart's issues. But what's interesting is I see you leave a door open in Seattle. So you're not totally shutting the door, but you're just think it, just like I was saying to the other caller about bridger jobs, that sometimes we can do bridger jobs that we do as we're getting our heart's desires. And there's something that you're not shutting all the doors in Seattle, but you're going to Florida. And it's even important to be around your sister, because I'm seeing roots on your feet. So there's something grounding. Doesn't mean you have to be right on, you know, next door to her, follow her, whatever. But there's just that energy of being around her and in Florida is really good for you right now. And then I see you all of a sudden turning around, especially when it comes to May of 2011. And then it looks like you're looking back at Seattle. It's kind of interesting. And not necessarily moving back there, but there's you could have opportunities that start opening up that is you really understand the whole synchronistic thing of divine timing. So your energy is already pushing, or you're pointed right toward Florida. So energetically, you're already, 75% of you is already there. And I'm confirming for you it's a good move, because when you're, that water balloon starts to act like that, that ends up being an energetic cyst, bottom line. And an energetic cyst is really can feel like not supported, and then it's like a sense of almost like the sad disorder when the when Seattle gets the weather where people could get that sad disorder. So it's like I just keep on seeing the word sad, and so part of the
seasonal affective disorder, right?
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yep. And so and then I'm watching the energy when I put, again, in Florida, I'm watching you really expand out. It's like the first thing you do, Leo, is so you dive into the ocean, into the water, and just feel like you can breathe. And I'm literally seeing like your whole lungs and chest, and it's like it's taking a deeper breath than you have probably in the last 5 months, if not last 5 years. And so, and numerologically, the fives are all about change, major change, but I'm seeing the fives as a very good thing, because change is good, especially when I see the roots come out of your feet, because that means being able to ground, and when we ground, we're able to manifest. So that's a positive thing. All righty?
That makes sense. I just had, if I may, one other question. I've got a friend in Hawaii that's supposed to pay me some money, but he's acting like a noodle head, so I'm not sure if he's going to pay me. So just wondering about that. Thank you.
Oh, interesting. That's part of the heart energy, too. I could see that. You know what? He could surprise you, especially over the next, again, I'm seeing fives. So I'd absolutely let them, you know, do one more kind of thing of I could, any kind of letting them know that you're still open to receiving it, and that what kind of arrangements can be made. Going back to the door shut, you know, I'm seeing that the door is not totally shut, that they're not sitting there saying, I'm not going to pay back. This is a, I have no intention of ever paying back. The doors are still open, probably about 20%. And so I would call them or email, text them or whatever, and just say what kind of payment plans that we can come up with, kind of like a wee thing of kind of payment plans to let them know that you're still expecting the money back. And it's also giving them some sort of out, even if they say I can't do payment plans till December or over the next 5 weeks, then I could start giving you something. But what's interesting, as soon as they, even let's say they just start doing $5 a week, right, all of a sudden everything shifts and they even feel better, because when I look at their energy, the money that they owe you is hanging over their head, and it's in their consciousness. It's not like where some people can borrow money and just kind of put it out of their head and just say, oh, well, that's the way it is, and they're just kind of like the user kind of people. But I'm not seeing it with them. I'm seeing like it's something that is in their, it's affecting their consciousness. They're not feeling good about it. So you're giving them an opportunity to come up with a payment plan that they're able to follow through. Then all of a sudden, I see as soon as a little money starts going, they start feeling better, where they just kind of like say, forget, let me just get this over with. And then I see the money coming toward you. So I'd go for it. Just like kind of saving face, Leo, as far as saying what could we do for some sort of payment plan that even if it's little, it's better than nothing. Because energetically, when you look at it and just even take away that it's money, everything goes down to balancing. And so when they're being able to even put a little bit, it opens up the energy grids of receiving, right? And so giving and receiving. So they're giving back what they owe you, and you're taking it in. So it's like it creates an energetic grid for giving and receiving. What's interesting is how much better they feel about being able to give, and then all of a sudden I see it increasing tremendously. They can become really aware of how much it was bothering them, and that they it really comes up in their consciousness. And so I definitely do some sort of plan there that they could come in, and it's just the part of it is just a karmic debt really coming clean, and it's more on their side, so, and it starts to bother them. Thanks. What's that?
Yeah, he does want to pay me all that he owes me from a deal that's coming up. He says, well, I'm not going to pay you your full share. You're going to get, you know, less than what I promised you.
Right.
And then he says, I'm not going to do any business with you after that, so. But I was instrumental in bringing the business to the table, so I kind of feel it's unfair. We had a blowout because I got mad at him, and he just didn't want to talk to me. He says, well, I'm done with you, and I'm not going to pay you past these deals we have on the table, but even your existing shares I'm going to reduce down, but he won't tell me how much he's going to pay me, and it stressed me out because I don't have any money right now. So it's like,
Right. So he said, can you finish the last part because it was hard to hear you?
Yes.
He said he's going to pay you in shares?
But he's not going to pay me my full share, what he was
going to
do before. He's paying less, and he's not going to do any more business after these deals, if these deals close. And it kind of hurts me because I was instrumental in bringing the business to him.
Right.
And now,
That makes sense. You know, because now I understand more of what I was seeing. Because what I'm seeing, Leo, with his energy field, that he could be saying this now, right? And as soon as he starts doing it or giving the shares over, and it could be, that's where I saw like a little at first, right? Then all of a sudden I saw a big increase, like a huge increase. Let's just say it was starts out at like, I don't know, $50, and all of a sudden it really raises up. And there's something within his energy field, and I see it's in the part of the subconscious part of his energy mind, that he either if he gets the thing that this is the karmic debt that he is paying back, or he recognizes that it's only fair, what comes around goes around, that kind of deal, and that he wants to finish it off in a way that's balanced, that's not going to turn around. And there is the karmic gods that take care of everything, you know what I mean? So there's some sort of an awareness that as soon as he starts giving it, it's like that he realizes that this is the proper thing to do, and that he's just going to I see him giving a lot more than he originally thought he would. And part of it, and a woman could be coming into this where she is an outsider that's like a sisterly energy or somebody that he trusts and respects, and that she could even explain to him some sort of energy components to it where he knows that he doesn't want to carry this over because it could spill over. I heard my music, so I got to go. So
God bless you.
Good luck to that. Yeah, God bless you, Julia.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And may everyone, you listen to the Okay Okana Show, and I'll be back next week. May you align with the divine.